Welcome to the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm, and I help private practice owners align their business back with their soul's calling, with their big vision, and with their soul's purpose. Unlike other private practice coaches, I've traveled the world in search of spiritual resources, spiritual tools, education, and information so that you can have the transformation that your soul desires and needs, so that you can up-level your business. How much fun is this? I love it so much. Guys, if you're not already a member of the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group, please check out the show notes. I would love for you to be there. In the meantime, thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hello, everybody. Happy Saturday morning and welcome to another episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast. My name is Dr. Brooklyn Storm and I'm your host today. Welcome to all our new subscribers and thank you so much to everybody for pushing play on another episode. I'm really pumped because in just a little while at 9 o'clock Australian Eastern Standard Time, I'm running a very special masterclass to teach people who are in private practice all about how to get referrals so that they can have a really amazing, thriving, flourishing 2021. And I can't wait. And guess what? I even made a workbook to go with it and you are going to love it. And guess what else? You're also going to leave with a very special referral action plan that you can implement like almost straight away. How cool is that? I'm so excited. Maybe press pause on the podcast now and jump into the show notes really quickly so you can go and register. And yeah, I'll see you on there to access your workbook. It's just in the link that I'm going to send you as well. So make sure you print it off and you've got it by your side. And yeah, I'll see you super soon. But right now, I thought it would be a lot of fun to talk about masculine and feminine energy because I know you love that so much. I love talking about this so much too. But I wanted to do it and use that as the context or the overlay, if you like, for understanding how you can manifest referrals in your beautiful, soul-driven, soul-led, soul-fueled private practice. Okay, so just a quick recap. Everybody has masculine and feminine energy, okay? It's not dependent on whether you were born, you know, a certain sex or anything like that. And we use the terms masculine and feminine because they're very easy to help us understand in terms of archetypes. But if you're not comfortable using those terms, that's fine. You could use other terms like yin for feminine and yang for masculine, okay? But for the sake of our work today, I just find it easier to think of the archetypes. So I'm going to use the terms masculine and feminine. So when you think of masculine energy, what do you think of? Like think of that, you know, beautiful, sacred, divine, masculine energy and what comes through for you. Like for me, I think, oh, he's going to be a provider and protective and planning and organizing, very logical, very in his head, you know, implementing things, action focused, swift action, all this kind of stuff is what I'm thinking. And I think about when he's been using all of his energy, what does he want to do to relax? And I think he probably just wants to chill out, just numb out and be really, really empty. You know what I mean? So that is one type of being in the masculine energy, right? This masculine energy is known for being strong, for being controlled and in control, for being quite focused, for having a strategy, being very powerful, centered and grounded, and purpose-driven. Everything has a reason for this type of energy, right? This type of energy is wanting to generate referrals for a reason. And this type of energy really loves a challenge too, you know, and really loves competition. And for that reason, this type of energy really does well with things like tracking KPIs, tracking numbers, tracking inquiries, tracking conversions, all of that kind of stuff, right? At the end of the day, the masculine energy feels like it needs to tick things off so that it can then relax. It feels like it needs to do this so it can do that. And relaxing means releasing. It means completely emptying. And so a really simple way to think about how the masculine energy really likes to relax after a big day in the practice is it just wants peace and quiet. You know, it doesn't want to come home and be bothered by family and being in the middle of a tug of war and, you know, have people jump on them straight when they come in the door. The masculine energy loves peace and quiet. In fact, you know, an ideal relaxation day or activity for a masculine energy is probably something like sitting in front of Netflix and not talking, not on social media, nothing, just, you know, chilling out. Or maybe even just sitting outside with a nice drink. You know what I mean? Just not, doesn't want to have parties, doesn't want to have people around, just wants to be left alone, peace and quiet, right? So yeah, meditation is a big one for that masculine energy. Now, we also have wounded masculine energy. So you can call it wounded or you could call it unhealthy, whatever you like. I just learned it as wounded, so I'm going to use that terminology. Here comes Gabe. He's not feeling very well this morning. Are you okay, baby? I'm just doing my podcast and then I'll be right with you. Come here. Oh, you're a good boy. Have a pat. Good boy. Okay. So the wounded masculine energy, though, always does things like it makes big things small. So it minimizes things, okay? Minimizing. To a feminine energy, this can feel like dismissing things or downplaying things or making, you know, saying things like it's not such a big deal. So, you know, the wounded part of the masculine energy can make big things seem really small, can be quite forgetful, needs admiration, you know, well done, good on you, you're amazing, and needs some appreciation as well. So loves to be appreciated for effort, okay? So it's like saying things to them like, or saying things to that energy rather, like, I really appreciate the work that you put into this, will mean so much more to that masculine energy than flowers and chocolates. The masculine energy loves to be needed, right? And so you can see, even in our industry of being in a helping profession, that this wounded masculine energy can show up for many of us from time to time. It wants to be needed and it wants to be respected, okay? It doesn't like being criticized, controlled, or shut out of things at all, okay? And we also have this beautiful divine sacred feminine energy, okay? So think about, you know, a beautiful feminine archetype and what comes to mind. Well, for me, it's things like, you know, being free, being flowing, having an open heart, being really radiant, maybe a sense of feeling, you know, a bit wild, maybe sometimes reckless or destructive, emotion driven, seeks and gives love, because the feminine archetype is very much about nurturing. And the feminine archetype as well also really loves to believe that she can multitask. Now, of course, we know multitasking doesn't exist because you get context switching and stuff like that, but she likes to flit around and do different things. So unlike a healthy masculine energy that's going to map out all of the steps to get a referral from point A to point B to point C to point D, what you're going to see with somebody in their feminine energy is they might start making a flyer before they've even written the copy, or they might start tinkering around with their branding, or they might start calling people before they've got a website up, things like that. The feminine has diffused awareness because she's driven by her intuition. She's driven by what feels good for her at the time. And if she's meant to be sitting down with a spreadsheet and she doesn't want to do that, she's either going to sit there and, you know, feel uncomfortable because she doesn't want to do it and it'll take her hours and she'll make lots of mistakes, but she's more likely than not going to click out of that spreadsheet and go into Canva and start playing around with different tools and graphics in there, for example. The feminine energy really wants to gather. She loves gathering. You know, she's about filling up her heart, her soul, filling up for herself so that she can continue to give to others. But she also likes to gather other people, and she likes to fill their cups and nurture them and give to them. She loves to talk because she's about relationships and communicating, but she also likes to vent. Now, unlike the wounded masculine, when we're looking at wounded feminine, what happens is she tends to make small things really quite big, and she tends to personalize things a lot, right? She feels very self-critical. She likes self-awareness because although she's tuned into how she's feeling, she's not really. She's tuned into her head, into what her head is saying. She's not really tuned into what she's feeling in her heart and soul. She remembers things. She needs reassurance and she needs attention. She wants to be seen. She wants to be heard. She needs to be able to trust people. She thrives on connection and praise. But feeling unseen, unsafe, or misunderstood really affect her ability to be able to generate referrals in the practice. So when it comes to, making this steady referral stream, before you start scheduling your Facebook posts on Hootsuite or Buffer or in Facebook itself, or before you start, mapping out your IGTV, what you need to do is this inner work first, because without having harmonized the healthy masculine and the healthy feminine, what's going to happen is you'll botch up those good strategies that you've got. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the strategies that you've got, but you're probably not putting yourself in the best position for using those right now. So what does harmonizing the masculine and the feminine look like? Well, first of all, you have to understand, when it comes to you, yourself, generating referrals, where are you currently sitting? If I said to you today, hey, I want you to go and get 3 or 4 referrals for the practice, what's your instant reaction? How do you feel about that? And what action do you take or would you take? Would you be mapping it out and making a plan and implementing that? Or would you be getting on the phone calling people or visiting people or emailing people or building those sorts of connections? Would you be in your healthy masculine or wounded masculine? Would you be needing appreciation? Would you be needing to be needed and respected and things like that? Or would you be in your healthy feminine where you're seeking and giving love, or do you know what I mean? Needing that connection and praise. So understand, first of all, the energy that you bring to getting the referrals. And of course, to get a referral, you need to market, which has a really bad feeling for many people attached to it. But I think if you think about where you picked up your story of marketing from, it was probably from listening to other people and not really your own story. So ask yourself, am I ready to release this story that I'm holding about what it means to market my practice? And sit with whatever feeling comes up. I mean, really just take a moment to settle your breath and notice in your body what you feel when you think about marketing the practice to get these referrals. Do you feel something in your chest? Do you feel something in your belly? Like, is there something associated with a particular chakra? Do you feel something in your neck, that might be connected to your throat chakra, which may indicate that perhaps you're, not so comfortable with communicating with people or talking with people? Having this awareness puts you in a position of then being able to work your way out of this so that you can harmonize those energies. So what would harmonized energy look like when it comes to calling in ideal referrals for your private practice? Well, first of all, what we want to do is see the masculine energy as being a container for the feminine, right? That beautiful masculine energy is going to provide the structure. It's going to, imagine a house. That masculine energy is going to provide the floor, the walls, the ceiling, the roof, the rooms, all of that, right? And then the feminine energy is going to walk through that front door and she's going to paint the rooms, decorate the rooms, do it to music, fill it up with people, all of that sort of stuff, right? Think about it like that. So think about what the framework or the structure or the plan might look like. Number one, get that sorted out first. And then we invite the feminine in, okay? And so once we've organize this plan and this map, the feminine's going to come in and make it look pretty. She's going to make it look appealing. She's going to help it resonate with people who really need to hear it, because she's a fantastic communicator. She knows how to get the message across because she's not coming from her head. She's, you know, where ego is, and ego is all about, oh, what if they don't like me and they might judge me and they might hate me and I might not get any work from this. But the feminine comes in, she operates from her heart space, and there's no ego in the heart. And so when she writes the advertisement or the email or the flyer or whatever it is, it's going to come from that beautiful heart space. And it doesn't feel like there's any selling there, because you're not. She's just working on building those connections, because it's relationship currency that's going to help her work with the masculine in terms of calling in these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful new referrals. So I'm super excited about teaching this, and we go into this, of course, in so much more detail in the private practice method. The private practice method is a 12-month program where each month we are in either the masculine or the feminine, so we alternate. And each month has its own goal for private practice. And some of those goals are things like creating revenue streams, creating referral streams, creating opt-ins so that you can build your audience and grow your audience, which means that you'll increase your bookings, right? Amazing. And we're going to teach you how to create online offers and online courses and stuff like that. The idea being, by the end of this time next year, you've ticked off a whole lot of things and you've been able to do it in harmony with that beautiful masculine and feminine energy. So you're feeling very balanced, not overwhelmed. You'll get time back with your family. You might even be able to take them on holidays. Totally up to you. So if you want some more information about that, there's only three places left. I'll put the link for that in the show notes as well. So maybe hit pause now on the podcast, tap the link in the show notes, go and check it out. Email me if you have any questions about it. And if you're unsure about that, that's absolutely cool. At least come and join me for the referral masterclass. I'm super, super, super excited. I'm just keeping that really small as well, because I want to be able to help people who come. At the end of the masterclass tomorrow morning, you will also be able to stay on the line if you like for a Q&A, where I will give you hot seats if you like, or one-to-one support, question and answer about anything to do with referrals for your beautiful practice. Okay. This is just something that I like to do from time to time. And if you've been listening to my podcast, you'll know that I do these every so often. I just think it's super fun and I like to get to meet you. So check out the show notes. I've got to go and get ready for the masterclass, and I will see you soon. Thanks so much for being here again, guys. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Private Practice with Soul podcast today. If you're looking for clarity, if you need help with branding your processes and bringing everything into alignment with your soul's purpose for your private practice, head to the show notes and click the link for more information about the Private Practice Monthly Mentorship Group. You are going to love it. I can't wait to see you in there. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.